Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Don Finkel, who's the CEO of Hardwood at Shaw Industries. Don, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm great. Good to talk to you. It's been a little while. Last time I saw you was at Dermatex Germany, I believe.
I think that was right.
That's right. You're in the news, and I want to talk about that in just a minute. But before that, you're seen as one of the quarterbacks in the hardwood business, been active with the NWFA, and certainly you were running Anderson as a family-run company before it sold to Shaw. And I just want to ask you how business conditions are in the hardwood business.
We see it improving a little bit, you know, both on the engineered side and on the solid side. We see some optimistic signs. You know, of course, I'm afraid to say that too loud,
right?
Because I don't want to jinx it. But we do see a little bit of pickup.
All right. So year-over-year numbers are improving?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one of the issues with hardwood, a lot of people say that hardwood is a product that's put in when you build a home and you see less of it on the replacement side. But with engineered, that's kind of changed, hasn't it?
Yeah, we actually see, and I think that's one of the things that makes maybe engineered fare better through this recession, mm-hmm. is that it does work pretty well for remodeling, where solids, you know, I think still are primarily new home construction.
Mm-hmm. Well, the reason you're in the news and the reason I want to talk to you is you're opening a concept store in Shanghai, China, and actually you've scheduled the grand opening so that the folks that are over there for Dermatex Asia can go to the grand opening. So tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're opening a concept store. It's a high-end home furnishings mall near IKEA in Shanghai, and it will sell only American-made Anderson products, similar products to what we sell in America. Mm-hmm. We'll have a collection of products that will be in stock in China, and then we'll also show concept products, sort of what Anderson's done with Club Next at, you know, surfaces in the past, and now we do that at the Shaw shows, mm-hmm. a way for us to gather market information about, you know, what consumers or potential consumers think about product ideas. Mm-hmm. So we will have one part of the store will show concept products, and we'll gather that market research, and we'll use it to try to develop products for China, both for ourselves and for our partner there, Power Decor. Mm-hmm. And then also we'll use it to decide what products to stock within the store.
Okay.
Then the other part of the store will be to show products that we have in inventory that we can sell to Chinese consumers, and it's really only for the consumers in the Shanghai area.
All right, so it is set up for commerce, because sometimes you go into these stores, you know, whether it be Coach or Tumi or something like that, and they really just kind of showing the brand off, don't really expect to do a lot of business, but you actually will be selling flooring out of the store.
Yes, we do, and the way that flooring is sold in China is different than here. Mm-hmm. I mean, we would not ever do something like that here because we wouldn't want to compete with our customers, but
right.
In China, it's sold through company-owned stores, mm-hmm. and our partner there is Power Decor.
Right.
Power Decor has 3,000 retail stores in China that sell the Anderson brand. And most of that product is manufactured in China under our guidance and supervision, but it's marketed with the Anderson brand. And we also sell in those same 3,000 stores some Anderson U.S. manufactured product, but it's not really taken off the way that I would have hoped. Some of that is various reasons. One is it's more expensive. You know, they tend to price that product pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
You do have, you know, taxes and tariffs that go into the costing of the product when it's imported that make it kind of unavoidable that it be higher.
Mm-hmm.
And then some of it is just trying to find a sweet spot with the Chinese consumer. And that's most of what this store is designed to do, is to track trends and to try to develop products that will sell on a mass scale in China.
Okay, so the products that you'll be offering there are made in the USA. You know, one of the things you say is it's an area to get some feedback. And a couple questions that come to mind is styling over there, do their tastes, are they different than what you see here? Take, for instance, in our country right now, we know that distressed, rustic character, some darker colors, that's what's popular. Is that what's popular over there?
Well, it is in general, mm-hmm. but it's not exactly the same. And I remember a few years ago, we were talking with Power Decor about what we would do in their stores, and we designed their original stores for them, mm-hmm. you know, with the Anderson brand, and we developed it based on three different lifestyles. Aspen, Colorado, New York, and Miami, Florida. So we organized it that way. And then they said, well, we want to see everything exactly the way you have it in America, because Chinese consumers think highly of American products. They like American culture. So we did it exactly like we did it in America. Mm-hmm. And then they said, no, no, not like that, like you do it in America. I said, well, that's how we do it in America. And they said, well, no, don't you really do it like this? And what we found was that it's mostly like what we do in America, but there is a perception on the part of the Chinese consumer about America that may or may not be exactly true.
Interesting.
So you have to kind of find out what that is, and then when you present it in that form, you do pretty well.
Not to give away any proprietary information, but what were the nuances? What's the difference?
Some things like nature. We were looking for images that would convey these different lifestyles to the Chinese consumer. Okay. And for Aspen, we said, well, we think that the image is a horse,
right,
because a horse to us means power and it means freedom. And one person in the back of the room raised his hand and said, Mr. Finkel, in China, a horse means you cannot afford a car.
Okay.
So their perception of a horse, you know, people still ride horses there in some parts of China. And, of course, all of that history, the Cultural Revolution and all the poverty, is something that they really want to get past as quick as they can. And so there's more aspirational connection to America. Some of the things, when you present it, that are more natural in context, they take that a little more literally, and we think of it more figuratively. They like nature. They actually ask a lot of questions about the environment, and one of the things they like about Anderson is our history of environmental stewardship. Especially when you talk to young people and you talk to designers and people in education and the press, ask a lot of questions about that, which you would think that in China they have kind of a history, or I guess a reputation, of not being very concerned about the environment. But what I find is that there's quite a bit of interest, and if it's that way now, they don't want it to stay that way.
Let's talk about one thing real quick, the evolution. This wouldn't have happened 10 years ago. They were in manufacturing mode. They still are, but they mainly manufactured to supply to the United States. Now that's turned a little bit, and they have a very nice emerging market as their population has a little bit more money to spend on their own needs, right?
That's right. When I first started going to China in 2004, people would pick me up in little minivans, and you'd drive around, and it was fairly Spartan. These same people that own these companies over there now pick me up in top-of-the-line Mercedes and BMWs. And so the people that have done well through all of this growth of Chinese manufacturing and supplying the rest of the world, they now want those products themselves, and they understand luxury. And I don't want to say that China's a superficial culture, but there is a desire on the part of people to demonstrate that they have risen, you know, above where they started, because most of them, even the wealthiest people, they weren't born into it. You know, they all pretty much made it themselves, because everybody started from a pretty low level. So they want to express their success. So there is an emerging luxury class in China. It is now second only to Japan in just the numbers of people that meet these luxury demographics as far as income. And I think they've surpassed the United States. And that's projected to get bigger and bigger, and it's growing very quickly. They appreciate luxury brands. We consider Anderson to be a luxury brand. You know, they are receptive to it.
So this is basically on the Rodeo Drive in Shanghai, sounds like.
Yeah, this is a new area. It's an area that around kind of the airport, which is the growing area. There's a lot of development there. This IKEA store that's next to it is monstrous. I think it gets 20,000 visitors a day. And so there's quite a bit of high-end traffic already in this area.
I hope you have a great grand opening. Again, it's March 26th in Shanghai. I'm going to talk to you, Don. We've been talking to Don Finkel, who's the CEO of Hardwood for Shaw Industries. And you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.